Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields Dalamonte. Jody is away this week and we're hoping Ryan will join us. But for now, the two of us are here tonight to talk about gratitude and just share our thoughts on that. And we'd love it if you want to call in and share your thoughts on gratitude. Sue, what's your take on it? Is it something we can do all the time, an attitude of gratitude?
Hi, everybody. Yes, we can. Even in the darkest times, we have to look for things we're grateful. We have a sturdy roof over our head, food in our belly, clothes on our back, family, friends, fur babies that love us, of course, our mother and father God, our spirit guides, our angels. So those are things that you can look to for gratitude when it's really bleak. And just look outside. Look at all the beautiful nature around us. There's so much to be grateful for. In everyday life, we have something. Just look around you. You have electricity. You have running water. Millions and millions and millions of things around us that we can be grateful for.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was remembering... can you still hear me, Sue?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought I cut out for a sec there.
Nope,
I was remembering this book this book I read once, and I could only ever read it once. It was that horrifying to read. It's a book by Dalton Trumbo called Johnny Got His Gun. And it's about this poor soldier who is wounded so badly he's lost literally everything. Like, he can't see, he can't hear, he can't walk. Everything's gone. Everything's gone. And it's a story written from inside of the head of this soldier who, you know, and he can't even, like, move to take his own life, which is what he wants to do. And then one day he realizes that he can feel the sun through the window going from east to west. And, like, that's a heck of a... I don't mean that to sound so grim and whatnot, but it's like even in, like, the darkest, darkest place, there's something, because we're here experiencing this, there is something to be grateful for. I find the lesson usually comes after the dark storms and the hardships and the things that make us go, why me, God, why me? But, you know, if you trust and say thank you for the lesson, even if that's all you can find in something, is simply a lesson. And that lesson may not appear for a while, but it's still something to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
And you know, And as you say, Sue, if we have, you know, our basic needs met, you know, if we are well fed, if we have shelter, you know, we may not be fashion plates, we may not be, you know, eating like Chateau de Chasselet, but we, you know, it's like we have enough, and thank you for that. And it's like that is manifesting, you know, more of that, more abundance by saying thank you. It's a prayer of thanks just for the experience, for being on the ride, eh?
I agree. And I've been finding in my own life experience, the more grateful I am for what little bit I have, the more abundance is brought to me.
There you go. And that seems to be almost like a quantum physics thing. Like,
yes.
it absolutely works. And again, that's what Seth refers to when he talks about the my tongue is falling off. The electromagnetic reality of our thoughts, right? So,
right.
When we put out that negative, complaining and whining and moaning, it's like praying for, right, what we don't want, more of what we don't want. So, yeah, and complaining, it actually promotes illness in the body, all that negative thinking. Like, you know, okay, I'm walking in the ditch, you know, spray me with mud. It's like, no, you just kind of, that'll wash off kind of thing, you know. I sound like Pollyanna, I think, a little, but it's absolutely true that the more gratitude you put out there, the more will come back to you. And very, very, you know, it's not like something you have to do for like 9 hours every day. Just, how do you describe that, Sue? It's like an ongoing prayer, right?
I try every morning when I get up, and I'm guilty of not doing it enough, but one of the first things that I try to do is say, Mother and Father God, thank you for another day on this earth.
Yeah, yeah. Just waking up alive is...
Absolutely.
You know?
And I might be in pain constantly. I might be tired constantly from everything that's going on. But I am alive. I am being given the opportunity to make a difference.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think our attitudes towards gratitude are the same as everything else. It's talking about the abundance. If you walk into a store or a gathering with a smile on your face, you get smiles back from people around you. If you walk in looking like a thundercloud, you get the same reaction from those people around you.
Yeah.
So when you're grateful for what you have, it's, yes, I'm grateful that I have hamburger today. Maybe
mm-hmm.
tomorrow it'll be steak.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, it's grateful for what we are as well, not just what
Absolutely.
We have, but what we are. And no matter where you are in life, no matter whether you're broken or you're riding high or where you are in life, you're on a journey, and it is the Earth School, and not everyone gets to go through the Earth School. So, yeah. And again, I know that some people are going through like just horrible times, wretched times. They wake up and they don't want to wake up in the morning, but still find a way to be grateful for waking up alive even then. Everything will pass. Like that's one of the keys is this too will pass, and it really will. So anyway, with gratitude, shall we start taking calls, Sue? We've got a little bit of a lineup here.
Sure.
Okay. And if anybody would like to call in, we are at 646-564-9868, and that is toll-free in the U.S. Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air with Divine Connections. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. I think we've had you on before, eh?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
I think we're fine. Yeah, it's great that spring has finally found the Northern Hemisphere. Shouldn't say that too loud.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, grateful for the warmth and that ability to thaw out. Yeah. Did you have any thoughts on gratitude, Kimberly, that you'd like to share?
Yes, I think it's to be grateful for the present at all times and to mm-hmm. be grateful for what you already have, because being grateful is a wonderful example of the law of attraction, because gratefulness always brings more gratefulness.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, self-generating energy, for sure. That's a beautiful thought, Kim. Thank you. Did you want to ask a question tonight?
Yes. Just any insight on looking for a job? I've applied for some jobs, and I'm going to start putting in more applications, but just what do you see or in the next couple of weeks
well,
or months?
Well, I'm going to look up a symbol that's just come in really quick for me, and I don't normally, it's usually Jen who does the totems, but I got an image of a pony immediately for you, Kim. So if Sue wants to just take a few thoughts, I'll just look this up real quick, okay? See what we get
okay.
for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly. I keep seeing a boat and water. Do you live near water or do you go to the water a lot?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm. I wonder what that's supposed to mean. I don't know. But I am seeing a boat and water. Maybe, are you maybe drifting along right now, like on an uncertain path, just drifting?
I don't know about uncertain. There's
okay.
some things that I'm contemplating that I've made decision to do. I guess, but when you don't know things, I guess you can call that uncertain. So.
Okay. Okay. I'm picking up writing also. Does your new job or your desire of what you want to do involve writing?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting writing and prosperity.
Okay.
So you should be writing, and that is going to be an extremely prosperous position for you, career for you. Everything that you need is going to be provided for you, and you're actually going to excel. And you should follow your intuition. If your gut is telling you to move towards a specific area, really follow that.
Okay.
Don't hesitate. Really, really listen to your intuition. And I'm also picking up leadership. So I don't know if it's you have to take control and leadership of your life back, if you've kind of let that just slide, or if it's a leadership position. But leadership is coming through for you also. So would you be
okay.
in a teaching leader's role, something like that? Is that what you're looking for? Or
yeah, I actually specifically applied for a job like that.
Okay.
I just haven't heard back from it yet.
Okay. Take charge. If that is what you're really wanting and that is what your gut is telling you that you need to be doing, move forward. How long has it been since you applied for the job?
May 6th.
Did you hear anything at all from them yet?
Just thank you for applying. We received your information, nothing else.
Okay, could you possibly email them back?
Oh, yeah,
and,
I can.
Okay, email them back and let them know that you did apply for the position and you're extremely interested and would like to see where things are standing. You're looking forward to meeting with them. You know,
okay.
something along that line. But I would
okay.
really kind of push forward with that one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but that's what I'm picking up for you. Really follow your gut, and the writing came through right away. So you are absolutely on the right track, and it's going to be coming through. I'm hearing 6, so I don't know if that's the 6 months, if it's 6 weeks. I don't know, but I'm hearing 6.
Okay.
So just stick with it and send that email.
All right, I will.
All right, and that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helps.
It does.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sue. That's beautiful. I did find the symbolism for the horse, and they are likely to represent your inner strength, your driving force in life. It's also our psychological and emotional ability to go on in life. Having a horse as a spirit animal points to how free you feel to express yourself. The horse is an animal that is domesticated by humans, but maintains a strong energy and drive of its own. As a power animal, it relates to your ability to express yourself freely and assertively in social environments, such as work or school or in closer circles of family and friends. It resonates for your work situation, basically. Expression, I think you need to... as Sue says, like you need to express yourself more, put it out there more, almost like punch it if you have to, you know. Self-employment comes up here. Have you ever tried being your own boss?
No.
Does that appeal to you at all, or is that too scary?
No, I'd have to have some type of plan. There's no plan right now. If there was something where I had a plan in place, then I would execute. But nothing just jumped out right now.
Yeah, well, I would suggest that you keep applying to the places that actually do resonate. Don't apply if it doesn't have meaning for you. If the work isn't going to resonate in your soul,
okay.
I don't think it's going to last. But the thing is, in the meantime... I am also getting writing for you. There's all kinds of online writing that can be done, and there's all sorts of places to do it. And give that a go, because I'm really getting, like, more control is what I wrote down for you, more control over your work and your work environment. So I feel like you really need to take more control here. And also the name Andrew is coming through, and he's coming through as a crusty old F-A-R-T, but very, very kind.
Oh.
Yeah? Oh, sorry, what?
No, I was just saying, when you said F-A-R-T, I was like, oh.
Oh, yes. Well, that's how he's coming through. And I'm not going to say it on the air. It's pretty mild, but that's how he's coming through. This is the name Andrew, okay? And this is somebody on the other side who's encouraging you to write, continue to write. Why, do you ever write? I mean, is this something you've considered before?
Yes, so I write in my journal, but I write poetry, and I have a book of poetry. But this past weekend, I went to a 60 Things workshop where I'm getting ready to write a novel. And
wonderful.
So I've been working on that, working on a story, working through that. So that's what I'm doing now.
Gosh, because I'm getting such a green light in that area for you, writing. So keep doing that. That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yeah, I'd say you're on the right track. And if you find out who this Andrew is, I think he's on the father's side of the family, and he would have come across, like, he's in life, he would have had these really, really heavy eyebrows, and he would look at you like he was really angry, but he wasn't. He was a very kind soul, but he liked to come across as fierce looking. And
okay.
Andrew. Yeah. So there you go. Look that up and figure out who that is, because he's also saying, you know, keep up the writing.
Okay.
So I'd say that's a message for you.
Okay, it is. Thank you both very much.
Oh, that's great, Kim. And look up. Yes, sorry, Sue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Love.
No, that's.
I was just going to say, go online and read up more on the horse or pony totem.
Okay.
It was a pony, right, that came through, but it comes under the horse category, and the pony. I think it's like. It's kind of a microcosm of your energy. Like you're doing fine, but you need just a little more.
More.
Yeah, not like you don't need a horse's worth, you need a pony's worth. So anyway, keep looking up those meanings because there was so much more. But yeah, you'll find out a little more about the horse totem for that one. Okay, Kim, that was lovely. Thank you so much for calling in. And let us know how it goes, okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Love and light to you. Bye-bye. All righty. Oh, shoot. 630, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi.
Do you have any thoughts on gratitude you'd like to share with us?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? My phone was...
Oh, that's okay. Our topic tonight is gratitude. If you want to share any thoughts on gratitude, yeah.
Yeah, I think that gratitude's so important because, like you said, I think negative energy begets negative energy, and gratitude is, even if it's a glimmer for yourself, like of what you think you should get or what you've gotten, you can always build on it, and it makes positive thoughts. So it's very important.
Yeah, thank you. That's beautiful. Did you have a question for us tonight, Lisa?
Yeah, so I'm looking at buying another property, and I want to buy first and then sell, and I'm just wondering, like, if you have a time frame for when you think I'll find it, and if you think it'll be, like, around the area I've lived for many years, or, you know, if it'll be a little farther away, or what you're seeing with that.
Hmm. You looking for acreage, Lisa, or like a residential sort of urban area?
I don't know. What do you think?
Because I'm getting acreage.
I mean, I
here.
Do know. Yeah.
I'm getting acreage. Like. Okay. Sorry, Sue. I didn't mean to jump in.
Oh no, that's
but
okay.
I'm getting like. Okay, I can see this property that's got a rock, like a rock face. Whereabouts are you located, Lisa? Your area?
I'm in the Midwest. I'm in the Midwest. But do you see me moving close by my home now, or farther away, like a different suburb? You know, more like I'm a different area, like west or north, or you know, what do you see with that, and what time frame for finding the property?
I'm seeing like a pretty steep. Like, the Midwest is flat, if I'm not, it's more flat,
right.
It's not a mountainous region, right? But I am seeing a place with elevations, like rock faces, like, not, I'm not talking about mountains, but sort of it's got valleys and there's, it's not just a flat land.
We don't have that kind of thing where I live. It's totally
so that's
flat, but,
yeah,
it's nothing like that where I live, and I'm not moving out of state, but what type of time frame do you see for me? For finding, and you know, do you see it farther away or closer, and that kind of thing?
The number 7 came in immediately for that, and also the number 10. But I think the 10 refers to your acreage again. Even though it's flat where you are, look for a place that's got a bit of rock. That there has got to be some rocky. It's not all rock, but there's a spot on it where there's like a rock you can climb up, do a little bit of free scrambling. So maybe, you know, 30 feet high. It's not like a great big elevation, but that's what I'm seeing on this. And the number 10 referring to your acreage, it's like a 10 acre kind of plot. But just before I turn you over to Sue, I want to ask you if, do you remember the show Laugh In at all?
Yeah, it's a very
it's
silly
long,
show. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Rhonda Martin's Laughing. It's a ridiculous show.
Yeah. What would the Goldie Hawn character have resonated for you in any way?
No. No, I'm nothing like that.
It annoyed you more?
No, it didn't annoy me. She's pretty. I mean, I'm really pretty. So I guess that could be it, but... Otherwise, it's a ridiculous show.
Yeah. I don't think it's the
I mean, I'm a
show
serious
so
person.
Much.
I'm a serious person. I don't think I'm anything like her. Well, she's into like yoga and nature stuff, like all that, and she's really pretty, and I probably look 20 years younger than I am. So, like, she doesn't have wrinkles, either do I, but yeah,
maybe
I don't
that's
know.
It.
You know, maybe she's like easygoing. She's very youthful, easygoing, but that could be me, but you know, I don't think
that's
I'm probably like
her. That's what I picked up was the Goldie Hawn character from Laugh-In, like just sort of so that's funny. I don't know who I'm picking up then. It's not you, I don't think, that it's referring to, because I'm picking up an energy like bubbly.
Do you think it could be like, do you think it could be energy like her, like where I'll be living or something like that? Could that be
no,
it?
No, I think there's a connection to someone on the other side who would have been like kind of a goofy, bubbly, Goldie Hawn like character from like that era, like sort of with the short hair
know.
And the sort of
know.
Goofy.
Do you see me finding this property though, like soon? Or?
Well, what I'm getting is the number 7 in relation to the time frame. Whether that's 7, I imagine that's 7 months, but I think you're looking for something that is about 10 acres, but. Anyway, that's what
10 acres. It's a condo I'm looking at. Condos or townhomes. I'm not looking at something
you're not
with
looking
acres.
For acreage.
No.
I'm
looking for suburban, like a regular suburb in a big city.
I misunderstood you. I thought you were looking for something that had nature all around it.
Well,
you were
nature's
for.
More in the suburbs than the city. So, I mean, but it's all relative.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking at acreage or anything like that.
Well, when you're looking for condos, I would look for something that has a natural setting, right?
Yeah.
And
I like nature.
Maybe what I am seeing here is like a rock garden or some kind of... Look at the landscaping of where you're going, because I'm seeing all these rocks, like rock.
Long, yeah.
You know,
and I want
rocks.
A garden. It's really important to me. It's like I really, really want a garden. And I used to, and I need to do that again. Being in a place that I can do that, whether it be a townhome or the condo. I just don't want a house because it's like it's too much upkeep and there's just a variety of things I don't want to get involved with.
Well, I hope that this helps a little. I'm going to turn you over to Sue and see what Sue's
Thank
picking
you.
Up for you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
I was
is your name Susan?
It's Sue. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sue.
Hi. I was getting a picture real similar to what Lynn was getting with a lot of nature around trees and rocks, but it could be, like she said, a rock garden or... And I'm seeing water, too, so it could be like a fountain with rocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm hearing patience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real soon.
Like it might take a few months, like instead of a few weeks type thing?
Right. And I'm also
Do you think
hearing,
I'll live close? Do you see it being close to where I am?
I'm hearing
Or farther away, like a different suburb?
Yeah, distance, so I would say a little bit further than where you're at.
Like, do you think it'll be, like, I'm in a western suburb. Do you think I'm going to move north, stay near west in another suburb nearby? Like
I'm
north,
hearing
like,
more.
Like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I just
like more
heard
east?
More east.
That's closer to north. That's in the other direction.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah,
so,
look for something
guess,
that has
like, is it
a lot
be
of
bigger,
greenery.
Do you think, the place?
I'm sorry?
Like the place itself. The place itself. Do you think it's going to be big and modern? Or like, do you think I'm going to spend the money and kind of go for it? Or maybe stay at a similar level and I won't have room. But I might have to, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, overwhelm myself financially.
Yeah. Are you looking at a two-story? Because I'm seeing a two-story home.
Yeah, like I was looking maybe for either a townhome or a bigger condo. My parents died, and I just like I inherited a lot of stuff. And, you know, it does mean something to me, and I like the furniture. I don't want to just give it away to charity or, you know, when you sell it, they give you nothing. You know, it's ridiculous. It's like old, beautiful. And I just want to have more space.
I think you're going to have
more garden.
Space. I don't think it's going to be like a big, huge, elaborate mansion. But there will be more space than what you have.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it'll be fancier? I mean, I live nice, but I would like to move up a little bit, like even more fancy and, you know, more modern and stuff.
I'm hearing modern, and you can put your own flair to it.
Oh, yeah, that is me. I'm real creative. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. And do you think that, like, I'm kind of looking for a different type of schedule. Like, instead of working a little bit, like, if it's 3 hours a day or something like that, like, I'm kind of looking to move into something where I might work 2 days a week full, like, 10, 12-hour days. Do you think that you see me getting that? Because I'm kind of trying to get nearer to retirement where I have a little bit more time for myself besides just working out in the morning or going to a doctor, but really, you know, kind of having like more days off to start exploring what retirement might be like in a few years, you know. I don't know, like, you know, I'm hoping to find that in the fall once I move, but do you see me being able to switch a schedule that's really good for me, that I want?
I feel if you really make your point on why you want to switch, that you'll be able to switch. But
yeah. Well, I have to find an opening like that. You know what I mean? Like, I only work part-time. It's no big deal. But I just have to look for that kind of opening and really, like, what you're saying is really work at it if you want that kind of schedule. It's a little different than, you know, what the normal schedule is when kids come out of school and all that, you know. Work with children. And I have a master's. But I'm hoping to kind of move it in a little different direction, you know. You know, I just do part-time work now. I used to have a huge career, but I'm, you know, the last few years on and off trying to kind of move myself towards retirement. Like, do you see me kind of retiring soon maybe, or no, just keep on working, you know, a little bit?
I'm hearing options, so it's going to be up to you. When the time is ready, everything will fall exactly into place the way that they're supposed to. But I'm hearing that you are going to have more options available.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're kind of trying to finish this off. We had a two-year situation where, you know, nothing was happening with my parents' home and all this, so we're trying to clean it out now and, you know, I'm just hoping that's going to sell later this year. And so the whole thing can be over. That's the final step of selling this house. But
yeah,
do you see my parents' home getting sold later this year or next year?
Yeah, I think once you get ready and it will go quickly.
Yeah, like the bank wants it to go, like they want this fast. Like I have a sister that's moving very slow. She's like mentally ill, totally. And she just like will have people there for days, you know, because they have the keys. And she just like won't move. She just has nothing to do all day, I don't think. So she just flies in and does this. And it's taking everyone's time. Do you think the bank's just going to put their foot down and that's it and have her either put everything in storage and put it on by the fall? Or what do you think they're going to do? Because we're done with choosing items now shortly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting anything on that. I'm just getting that it's going to sell quickly.
Do you think this year? They'll put
that's
it on by the fall?
Possibility. I would say late fall, early winter.
Okay. You seem on target, both of you. So, like, I should probably look with the nature situation is what you're both saying. Like, because I'm very affected by beauty and nature, and it's what I love in life. It's kind of like what I love. That's my life.
Yeah, be patient. I think your lesson here is patience, and just and have the faith that it will happen, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay,
then,
Lisa,
did you get to? Did this other lady, Sue? Did you also get something about Goldie Hawn?
No, I didn't pick that up.
Okay.
No.
All right. Thank you,
but
ladies.
Just,
I'm going to stay on if I can.
Okay. All right, I'll just put you on mute then, and we'll, you know, it may come to you what that is, who that is. But anyway, thanks, Kimberly, I'm sorry, Lisa, I'm reading the wrong page here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lisa. I'll just put you on to mute then, and we'll move on to, here we go, 347, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Janika.
Hi, how are you? We've had you on before,
okay.
I think, have we not? Hi.
I think so.
Did you want to share any thoughts on gratitude with us tonight?
Well, I'm very grateful always for my mom to still be around and my dad to still be around and my family. I pray for protection of them almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, did you want to ask any questions tonight, Tanika? Is it Tanika? I've got that right? Okay.
Yes, you do.
Okay, great.
I wanted to ask if you pick up anything that I should know, if you see any changes with me as far as work, my current job, or if you pick up anything in my love life with anyone by the name of Nick that I haven't spoken to in a few years, but I still think of.
So, are you, how are you doing there, Sue?
Hi, Tanika. I did pick up, as soon as you started talking, love. But I think you need to move forward. There's someone out there waiting for you. And you're not seeing him because you're concentrating too much on the other guy that you haven't talked to. So I think it's probably time to move forward more for yourself. What am I getting here? I'm picking up a lot of passion. So it's when you meet this guy, it's going to be like a red hot coal. I mean, it's going to be instant attraction. There's going to be like a fire ignited. You're going to know that this is him. But you have to open yourself up for it. Do you work around children?
No. Sometimes kids come in when they're sick, but it's just it's a medical facility for their kind of for the public to come in when they're sick, like in urgent care.
Okay. So picking up children. Do you have children you want children?
I want children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, it's okay. I'm seeing the children and the passion together. So this man that's going to come in, he's going to be the right one for you. And what I think you need to do right now is clear your space. You need to open yourself up for the positive relationship that's on its way in. And you need to end things with a man that you have not spoken to in a while. You have to build up your self-confidence, be more outspoken about what you want in your life, and be specific. But I said, this man that I see, he's taller. He's got like a darker olive complexion, short hair, and he's got one of those laughs that when you hear it, you can't help but laugh. And you know how you can look at some people and their eyes just smolder?
Mm-hmm.
He's got smoldering eyes. So, I mean, when you see him, you're going to know. It's just going to be like those eyes melt you. But, yeah, I feel that it's all going to be very positive. This man's going to be coming in. And I see you meeting him at some type of a gathering in the evening because I see lights up around. So it could be a party that you go to at a friend's house or an event that you go to, and this man is going to be there. But there's going to be some kind of lights hanging down. It'll be towards the evening when you meet him. But yeah, he's going to knock you off your feet. But
okay.
That's what I'm picking up for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Do you see when? Anything like that?
I'm seeing short sleeves, so I'm going to say possibly end of summer, beginning of fall.
Mm.
It's not going to be real far away, not real far away at all. But you got a little bit of work that you have to do on yourself before he's going to come in.
And I'm just never going to hear from Nick ever again in my life. Like, we're never going to see each other or talk again.
I don't think that it's in your best interest. I think that there's something else out there better for you. More for you. But that's what I have. I'm going to pass you over to Lynn and see what she has for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sue. Well, yeah, I'm picking up such an attachment to Nick, Tanika. I really am. Are you able to move on? I'll tell you the image that comes up. It's a little bit funny, but the image of an old pair of shoes comes up. And you can... It's sort of up to you whether they're like a really well-made pair that will last you for the rest of your life. Do you keep them and like keep shining them up, or are they worn out? It's kind of up to you to figure that out. I can't shake this feeling that you have an attachment to Nick that's getting in your way a little bit of moving on. And the question comes up for Nick from... Regarding Nick, sorry. Is he able to be the partner you need in your estimation?
At one time he was when we were together, and I'm not sure how he is now to this date. I haven't spoken to him in a couple of years, but I'm wondering if he might have changed, you know, because at one point we were very good to each other. It seemed really perfect.
Did you guys drift apart, or did you break up?
We broke up. I can't really say why. It seemed like he maybe got afraid. But this was like in 2014. But we definitely had an attachment and a lot of love with each other.
Yeah. Boy, I think that question that came up, though, is important. Because as much as I know you love him and you feel that... It could be a good thing. You can't change other people, unfortunately. And I do pick up a heaviness about Nick's emotional energy, that there's something he can't get past. There's people bring, you know, the stuff that happened to them before into new relationships. And I think that's something you guys just weren't able to overcome. He's afraid of getting hurt again. It's really simple. And even though you wouldn't hurt him, I don't know. I don't see you putting your energy behind trying to convince. You do, as Sue says, I think you have something more worthy of your energy and your being. And I would hold on to the faith that that is going to happen for you. I get the month of August. So again, that's shirt sleeve weather still. And the attachment to Nick. I mean, it is your call. It's completely your call. But again, you know, I think you're always going to have that sort of go so far, and then I don't see it going further. Whereas a lifelong relationship should be able to continue to grow and change and continue in a life force flux, you know, like things are going to keep changing and growing. And Nick, the energy of Nick feels like it's going to be stagnant at some point. You'll go so far, and you're not going to be able to push past that. It's almost like an emotional break wall, and the water just can't get past that. So it's almost like you're going to spend a lot of time hammering at a door that won't open. And the question is, are you willing to do that? You're very psychically able. Like, you have abilities that you should be spending your time working on your psychic abilities and putting more time into your path. And, you know, let Nick go. And if you can let him go, it's like that old saying, you know, how does that go? Does anyone remember? If you love something, set it free. Right? If it comes back.
If it comes
nobody
back.
Anyway, it's like that. But I honestly would put my energy more into developing your psychic abilities, of which you have a lot of talent there, and it's not being developed. And that's where I would put the energy. If Nick does show up in your life, you can let it happen. But I just don't see that getting past that block. Carl Jung said one time that if you do come up against a block, then what you do is you put down roots and you grow tall enough to get over it. But that's going to, I just see you having way more fun following Sue's advice and waiting for a new love who will be what more in tune with you psychically, energetically, and physically too, will be more into your interests. Yeah, I would hold out for a better future with a new love, but that's what I'm getting for you. And I feel like that's a disappointing answer, but just trust it. Now, as for your job, I'm getting like a supervisory position for you. I see you managing a team. So is that somewhere you're heading, that you would like to head?
Secretly inside, I kind of would like someone to offer me that. They just hired a supervisor in my job, and I'm not sure if she likes me a lot or if my job is in danger because of her. But we just got her. But inside, you know, I always wonder if they look at me that way, if they would ever offer me that, because I do get along well with the staff. I mean, I'm not the most confident person, but I kind of like let people be and work hard for them, but I don't get treated bad by them. Nobody's like that. But we just got a new supervisor, and that's why I asked about my job, because I don't know how she feels about me, you know?
Yeah. Keep a low profile with her. Yeah, and then this is where I'm feeling my throat chakra closing up. I don't think you're speaking up enough. And you have like sort of it's almost a Walter Mitty kind of thing. You've got a little bit of what would be great going on in the head, but you know, you could have that, but you gotta, I think, you know, can you look laterally? Like, can you keep an eye out for jobs in your field where you would have a bit more responsibility, right? Keep an eye out for that. And if this thing with the new supervisor does feel like it's going south, you know, give yourself about a plan B, a plan C, a plan D. Keep a bunch of backup ideas about where you could go from there. Because I do see you in a supervisory position. It says that right here, managing a team. And it also says make your search lateral. So within your field, look around you, look to the sides of where you're at. and see if something doesn't come up for you. But do speak up more. You can say, you can speak about your own talents without being arrogant. Or, you know, it's okay to toot your own horn, ring your own bell, all like that. Don't be afraid to do that, okay? And get that that throat chakra spinning and speak your truth a little bit louder, a little bit more clearly, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I am.
But you know what? You've got the goods. You've got the abilities in spades. Like, you should be doing, you should be handling more responsibility. It's you have the talent for it. So make sure people can see what you've got to offer and make sure they know what you've got to offer. And don't hide your light, okay? Keep that light shining.
Yeah. The energy that you picked up heavy with me and Nick, I guess like part of it is just like a sadness to think that we'll just like never talk or see each other again. Because we also were great friends aside from lovers.
I kind of got a feeling he's involved with somebody. What, Sue, do you pick up that at all?
I'm sure he probably is.
I think he's involved, but I feel like he's also one of those people that is unable to make a serious lifetime commitment.
Yeah, we talked about having children. We talked about having children and getting married, and it really felt real at the time that we talked about it.
Yeah, he can talk about it, but he can't act on it. So as soon as things start getting closer to that point, he's going to run. Mm-hmm. I think with him it's a dead-end relationship, and you've just got so much to offer and so much more out there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. And so much to receive too, you know. Mm-hmm. You give a lot, but you have to receive as well. And I don't think Nick can give.
No.
Energy, you know. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's not the answer you maybe were hoping for, but it's what we're getting, love. And I would just, you know, hold that in faith and see what happens. You might be absolutely delighted and surprised.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've just been alone for a long time, but I hear what you guys are saying, so I'll just...
Oh, you're not going to be alone for long. No, no.
No.
You're going to... It's going to be fabulous, really. Just to have faith and you'll know. Yeah, I'm getting butterflies in the stomach for
really?
You for that. Yeah, yeah.
Do you see me, like, having children? Because there was a time that I could have had children, but I chose not to. And I wonder if I'll ever, because I'm 39, so I'm just wondering if it'll ever happen for me.
I'm seeing children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting the number 2 for that. And, like, that's, I don't know how you're going to do that in such a short time. But, you know, it's not, as long as you're healthy, you know. Just, I don't think it's going to be that long before you meet the guy you can pursue your dreams with, you know. Just, I think with Nick, you're going to be, if your biological clock is ticking now, you're going to be, Nick's going to take an awful lot of work and an awful lot of time to bring him around, even if you could, which I don't think you can. But this other guy won't, he'd be like a ready-made thing. It's not like an IKEA thing. This guy's all put together and ready to rock, so, yeah. Yeah, I would wait. I just have faith. I know it's going to be okay for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could say that for Sue. We know it's going to be okay for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You can let us know. Yeah, call us back. Let us know how it goes. We're always loving to hear, you know, how things turn out. You can call, if it doesn't happen, just call back and, hey, you guys, and you can yell at us. But, no, I think it's going to be really nice. I feel good for you. I feel really
Thank
good
you.
For
Do you.
You.
With this new boss, should I worry? Am I, like, is there any danger with her? Like, do I have to worry about her in her her intentions? Or, like, do I have anything to worry about with her as far as her personality-wise towards me or anything like that?
Oh, the supervisor.
Yeah.
I'd stay off her radar as much as possible, but I don't think it's you. And I'll ask Sue too what you're thinking of this feeling you're getting. But I'm getting that this has got nothing to do with you, but it might be a personality thing in this person. So I'd stay under the radar with her as much as possible. Without bowing to her, just sort of, you know, kind of keep polite and don't get too involved. Let it play out. She's probably really uncomfortable too. And, you know, I think give it some time to shake out a little bit and see how that feels. But keep looking keep looking around. Look outside the box of where you are and see if something doesn't come up, like an opening that you can apply for. And don't be afraid to say what you've got to offer. This is what I bring to the party. I think it's fabulous. I hope you do too, right? So, yeah, just hang tight with this supervisor. Don't, let her come to you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I struggle with what job field to be in. I really do. With
the a little bit more outgoing, a little bit more outspoken. I think she doesn't know how to take you because you're so quiet.
Mm.
Just speak up a little bit. Yeah, speak up more. And
I had to tell her, because when she first came, she's new. And like this is like maybe her second or third week. When she first came, I know she was trying to joke, but she did a couple things that made me uncomfortable, like in front of other female coworkers. She like told me to shut up once. She would kind of make me the butt of jokes, once in a joking way, but I felt uncomfortable with it because I didn't know her. Like, we just met, and in front of other coworkers that like me, she would start and start making me the butt of jokes. And then she would kind of call me weird in front of them, which I know I'm different, but when I would say something, she'd kind of like talk like I wasn't in the room to them and say, she's so weird, isn't she? You know, like they're like in a schoolyard, like trying to point me out to make fun of me and everything. And I get it. So I had to pull her aside as my manager, which I had so much anxiety about the whole weekend, Monday morning, and say to her, you know, when you do those things, like it kind of makes me uncomfortable. Like I know I laugh it up because I don't want to make a scene, but it makes me feel kind of funny. And she just was like, did I really do that? I'm like, God, really? I said that? Did I say shut the front door? Did I say shut up? And I'm like, no, yeah, you did say that. That's what she said. I'm like, no, you did say that. But she's like, well, if I did, you know, I'm sorry. But now I feel like, you know, fine, she's sorry, but I feel like I'm on her bad side, so to say.
Yeah.
So what can you, but that's why, like, you never know. You never know.
I think she doesn't know how to take you because you're so quiet.
Yeah. I think she's also a bit of a blunt personality.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not the most, you know, she a bit of a klutz around people's feelings, you know. Probably, I wouldn't take it personally. What do you think, Sue? It's, like, not personal, really.
No, if you hear her say you're weird again, just laugh and smile and say, thank you so much. I would never want to. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like oil and water. I mean, you guys, you're timid and quiet. She's more boisterous and outspoken. It's just two different people, but it's nothing bad about one or the other. It's just who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
I just worry.
That's what I'm getting.
Because, like, I don't know if she had it out for me now, because she could literally, like, fire me, because I hate to say that, but because she's my boss, you know, she could, like, if she didn't like me, for some reason, she could build a case or something. So
Stop those thoughts, like, that you can snowball those thoughts real quick into paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, just, you know, do your work well, okay? And don't even rent it space in your head. It's more to do with her personality. It's got very little to do with you. So if you don't, you know, let it hurt you. You can't be hurt without giving your permission, right? So let it roll and don't take it personally at all. but it isn't. She's just a goof, I think, in terms of not realizing. I think what I'm getting here is, like, she puts her mouth in motion before her brain is in gear, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. It's more to do with her personality than you. So you just shields up and don't let it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll be okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can totally do that. Just do, you know, the boundary, the exercise where you put the boundaries up. If you need to, use the mirror technique where you just bounce it. It doesn't even reach you. It bounces away. So look at some of the meditations for energetic boundaries, and practice those. And, yeah, she won't even be able to get in. She's not trying to, I don't think. Yeah, do the best work you can.
Do you see me get a job for a long time, or I'm probably going to not be there for that much longer and be moving to something else or something?
I think, yeah, you should be planning ahead and looking for openings where you've got more of a supervisory position. So always be looking. Yeah, I don't see you staying there forever at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanika, we've got a couple of callers waiting.
Okay.
We're going to try and squeeze them in, but let us know how it goes, and thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate that. Okay.
Yes, thank
and
you.
Hang in there. It's going to be okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Love and light you.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
All righty. Now, where are we at? Here we go. 678, you're on with Divine Connections. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Lovely to have you. Did you have any thoughts you'd like to share on gratitude?
Oh, well, I definitely been going through a lot, and I'm every day and every night, I'm always saying thank you. And it can be anything that's small, like thank you, flower, thank you, trees, to thank you, Jesus, just thanking the neighbors, because you just need to express that and just show that you're appreciative of what's around you, and you just want to spread. It's like kind of like an expression of love. So that's how I look at gratitude.
Beautiful. That made me feel very light, like somebody just pumped me full of helium. I loved that. That was beautiful, Gina. Yeah.
Oh, thank
that.
You.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm going to focus on career. Or hopefully love will come in that picture, but right now, I work at two temp jobs, but I know one of them, I think I'm going to leave in the summer, and that's normally the part-time one, but I'm really focused on the full-time. Is there any way that they going to extend the assignment because it's a temp job, or am I going to find something that's going to stick and be permanent or stable?
Hmm.
And it doesn't have to be at that job if that's not the one.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. We can back
Hi,
and
Gina,
forth this
Sue.
Yeah.
Hi, Sue.
Do either of the jobs that you work at have anything to do with law?
No.
Have you thought about law?
No, not really. I mean, law can be in anything. That really could be
I'm
like
picking up
anything.
A career in law, like a clerk or stenographer, something to do with law.
Or human resources, or, I mean, that could Yeah, definitely have to deal with all
yeah,
laws and that, too.
Law, like legal system, attorneys,
mm-hmm.
things like...
Hmm. Huh.
No, I haven't came upon those. I applied a couple of them, but not, like, as much as I should.
Yeah. Have you been thinking about going back to school for something?
Yeah, in a way. I'm just trying to get everything, you know, my ducks in order.
Okay. Yeah, I think it would be very beneficial for you to take the classes that you were going to take and maybe even check into some law classes. Because I just, I keep hearing law so much for you.
Okay. I will definitely check that out.
Yeah, check into classes, you know, stenographer or, I can't think of what the name is right now, like a paralegal.
Well, you know what? I take that back. I mean, since you said law, I mean, even though I don't work in law, but I do deal with attorney requests for medical records.
Okay.
I do that a lot.
Maybe it could even be something more involved with the legal aspect with the medical records.
Okay.
I just keep hearing law for you.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a man in a suit, so that could possibly go along that field.
Right.
But that's what I'm picking up, law and school.
Law and school. Okay.
Okay. But I will pass over to Lynn and see what she's got for you, hon.
Okay.
This is really,
thank you.
This is really interesting, Sue, because I wrote down the word advocate. And this is like when Gina first asked the question. So I looked up advocate. And not only is it a verb, you know, someone who publicly supports or recommends a particular cause or policy, it is also a lawyer who defends someone in a law court. But the word advocate has a couple of meanings. But I think I was picking up that you do work as a like a medical transcriber sort of. Is that the work you do?
Really, it's like a medical records. I'm dealing with requests from attorneys, disability agencies, social service agency, even personal requests from the hospital.
Because I think, like I wrote down here, social work, advocating for people. See, I'm seeing you in a position where you are advocating for people who need help. And also where there's some legal sort of advocating and helping them find legal help as well. Have you ever considered going into the social work field?
I used to do that in a previous career.
Did it drive you bonkers?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm out.
Yeah.
I was so burned out.
Yeah, although this is not the same thing. I know it's like where you were. I think you were like in the trenches, right? Front lines.
Yes.
And that,
yes.
Yeah, that just pulls. This, I don't see you so much in the trenches.
Okay.
Because you've been there, okay, and you know the drill. You really do know the drill. You know what the dynamics are like. You know what, you know, that frontline work is like. So you're not going to be any kind of dilettante. You know, you're not going to be playing at this. You're going to be doing the work with the full knowledge of how things go. So I see you kind of in a position of almost like a coordinator, like more of a almost like you're driving almost like a stage manager for the office. I can't really explain it very well. But you'll be more of a coordinator, okay? And the word advocate did come in, and that was just before Sue talked about the law thing. So
okay.
I see you getting connected with helping people with the legal aspects, the social aspects of life, really, in some kind of position. Keep an eye out for openings like that because it feels like a natural transition for you from where you're at it feels like there's going to be connections that will lead you. Sort of one thing will happen that'll open a door to another thing, and so on and so on. And you, just all you need to do is look. Like, the signs might be right in front of your eyes, the things that are being done to help you. So look for the small miracles around you. You are so being helped by, oh, you're so loved. You're so loved. That's what I'm picking up. And you're gonna, your love is going to be expressed in human. You will find a man, or he will find you, I think, more. I'm having trouble with the name, but there's an E name that comes in. Like, I'm saying Edgar, but it's not Edgar. It's like a sound. It's. I'm just going to leave it as an E name that's coming through. Excuse me. And
on the other side?
Yeah, I think so.
It's my, yes, it's my brother. His
okay.
name is Edwin.
Okay, there you go. That's not one I would be familiar with, and that's good. Okay, do you see him? Can you see him sometimes?
I rarely, it's been so long since I have dreams about him. I know my daughter, she'd be asking about him because she never seen him before and she would like to see him. So I would like for him to come in her dreams.
He's around her, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let Sue take this one for a bit, because Sue's who's got that kind of operator thing going on. Go for it.
Yeah, she asks about him because she sees him and she talks to him and he talks to her. And when you are having your dreams about him, he is actually there visiting you. That's a visit from him.
Mm-hmm.
You can encourage her to talk with him because he is with her. He's like a guardian of her.
Okay.
And the more she communicates with him, the more he's going to come through, and he is going to be such a benefit in her life. Helping her with decisions,
right.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And she's artistic like him, too.
Yeah.
And that's the funny thing. She's so artistic. Like him, love to draw.
Can she draw both hands?
Anything. She used mainly her right.
Okay, don't be surprised if she doesn't start doing with her left hand some, too.
Okay.
Is she psychic?
I don't know. I can't say. I mean, you know, she's a teenager. I don't know what is real and what's not. I mean, but sometimes I can feel like she definitely expresses more in her dreams. Like
I had dreams
like
automatic left hand, auto writing with her left hand.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that might be a conversation that you'd want to have with her. Just say, oh, I called and talked to some psychics last night. What do you think about that?
Oh, and yeah, she loves them, too. She thinks they're cool.
I
she likes them.
I feel she's very, very gifted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why the brother...
Very creative.
Brother is, yeah, and that's why he is so important, because there's a sensitivity to his... He had on Earth... I think he had a hard time in this world. I think this world was kind of a weird place for him. He will help her to not go to that sort of... being artistic and sensitive like that, the world can hurt, and I think he's going to help her through that. He sees with a 360-degree view now, is what he
mm-hmm.
says. And before,
okay.
It was narrow, and he thought, yeah, and it was, I just, the world was hard for him, is what I'm getting. But he will help her not to be broken by that sensitivity. Okay, turning that back over to you now, Sue, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was getting, so. But he is there to guide her and to help her out, and I think if the subject was brought up with her and shown that it was okay that she's not a weirdo, she's going to bring out her gift more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I see more signs when she's around, too. Flickering of lights or flashing lights.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting smells. I can't tell what it is, but so she can pick up different smells of different things and different people, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's awesome.
That's what I got for you, Gina. I hope it helped, hon.
Yes. Yes, it did. And one thing on the job, do you see how far out it is? When it the stable job will come in?
I'm seeing you using, I'm getting the image of stepping stones. So I'm thinking you're going to transition through a few jobs before you find the one that's going to stick for you. And I think you need to do this. It's going to be a necessary thing. It's not like you're going to be taking horrible jobs you don't like. There'll be a learning. You'll learn. You'll pick up a bit here and a bit there. But I think I'm getting the number three. I think you're going to have to try about three different jobs, like temporary. Are you working temp now?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're going to have to temp a little bit more, but I'm seeing like stepping stones. I'm getting the number three. So I think you're looking at three more jobs, but I think those jobs will take you where you need to go. Like you're going to need to go through what that door to get to the next place. So they're necessary. And I also see, I'm getting the number two here for love, in that the second one that you take is going to put you in a position to meet a potential mate. So, Sue, do you want to see what you're picking up there? Is there anything about that resonates for you?
That when you were talking about the other jobs and learning, I keep hearing school. So that goes along the same lines with it's going to be learning experiences, if not an actual classroom.
Yeah, yeah. Training, like you get training is the thing through these, right, yeah. And do you pick up, what do you think about the second job along is going to meet, she's going to meet somebody, I think. Well,
yeah, it's
the number two. Yeah, comes in there.
Yeah. Either second job or 2 months. It's going to be,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd take 2 months if that's how it translates for sure. Two is strong, though.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He's going to be a sharp
sharp
dresser.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Well, that's a good thing.
But not
anybody that don't know how to dress.
Yeah, but not tuxedo sharp. More like who's that designer? The guy with all the cute guys, Ralph Lauren, sort of, that kind. Like not sort of a guy in a button down. More of I can't think of that guy's name. He he's like very country chic. He's very elegant. I can't think of him. Anyway, that's who's coming in, that kind of sharp dressing, sort of.
Him in a suit, but he's also going to look so classy, even if he's just in a polo or something, It's just.
Yeah,
He's going to exude class and style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. That's
nice.
A good thing. That's a very good thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's got an older brother. Send him my way.
There you go. Okay, next thing is we'll make a psychic dating service.
Yes.
Well, aren't those just the two main questions, right? Career and love often the two things on people's minds, I find. And why not? Because you have to live in your career like at least 8 hours a day, right? So, and the love thing, that sticks for life, so hopefully. But I think I get a nice feeling. I really do think you're going to have a happy, potentially lasting relationship and pretty soon.
Oh, good.
Keep that optimistic
attitude. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not alone, though, right? You know that you're not alone, and that's why you're being carried to the next thing, the next phase. Which is, you know, to express God love, like the love of the Great Spirit through human love, which is pretty sacred, right? So, yeah, I think you're going to get the whole package. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice feelings. I like those feelings. I'm really glad to be able to say that, like something optimistic.
That way.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great because you have to give what you're getting, right? And sometimes you get the answer that people don't want, and it's like,
don't want to hear. I've been through that too. I'm like, I didn't want to hear that, but you know, it was needed at the time, and I didn't get it. But now I'm good now. I think I'm in a better place now to open up for love and other opportunities.
You kissed your share of frogs too, right? It's about time, right? Through it, so
it's about time. Yes,
I kind of love that. I think that's going to be so as bad as it was. You know, you're going to be this actually feels good for a change. You know, so nice. Yeah, enjoy that, boy. That's going to be lovely. And you know, the more you love, the more love you have to give. So.
Exactly.
We're so grateful for that. All righty. Anything else?
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, Gina. Well, we love having you on. And if you want to call us back, let us know how it goes. Or if you have more questions, we love hearing from you. And thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
And love and light to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All righty. So, Sue, I guess it's time to just talk about the show tomorrow, which is DC Love and Eileen Powers. And they're going to be doing Angel Antics at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. And Friday night, we have Enter the Light with Jandrake Bakke, Shannon Johnson, and Ryan Adragna. And if you want to get in touch with any of us, Sue can be found on Facebook and also at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And, / Sue F. My apologies. My website is /Lynn. We're sort of connected. Yeah. Connected at the website twins, Siamese website twins. Okay.
Right.
Now, Jody couldn't be with us tonight, but you can find Jody Higgins on Facebook, and her website is connectedbyspirit.com. And we didn't have Ryan tonight, but if you want to reach Ryan, you can get in touch with him at healingsthroughspirit.com. And with that, Sue, I think we had a pretty good night tonight.
I think it was fantastic. The energy was great.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does make a difference when the callers have the energy to bring to us. It makes it so much easier. And I think we have just a couple of seconds. And I was going to say that just before we came on the air, an energy named Tony came through. And Sue wasn't quite sure, but you may know who that is.
I know a couple of Tonys from school.
Now I'm getting a firefighting energy, a firefighter energy. I almost think this guy might have crossed in 9/11.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't know him then. He's probably just stopping in to say hi.
Yeah. Well, if it does resonate with any of the listeners, it's a Tony. And as you say, he has the Tony is like a Antonio, kind of an Italian background type of thing. But I do pick up that he crossed at a younger, like he did not die of old age. I think he crossed in his line of work. He came through. Yeah, no, just a lovely energy. Kind of like, almost like, how you doing? How you doing? You know what I mean? Like that.
How you doing?
Yeah, kind of like that. So if it resonates for you, Sue, or if that makes any sense to you. And you know what's funny? I forgot when we were talking to Gina. I forgot to ask her what, I wrote down donuts. I have no idea what that means, but if you're still listening, Gina, the word donuts came through and I forgot to mention that. And it was in the career section of your reading. So I don't know, but anyway, I'll leave you with that. So we'll be back next week. I think, I don't know if Jody's still on vacation or not, but, we'll
she'll
be back.
Be
yeah.
She should.
Hopefully. Alrighty then. Hopefully we'll be back next week and with Jody and Ryan and the rest of the Divine Connections team. Thank you so much for phoning in and thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate all of you. Love and light to you. Any last thoughts, Sue?
Thank you all so very much for calling in and enjoy the rest of your week. Love and blessings.